Getting Iran to talks to limit its nuclear program is one of the biggest foreign policy accomplishments of the Obama administration, an opportunity that the president says shows the strength of international resolve.
The odds of success are still long, and we reserve all options to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon. But for the first time in a decade, we have a very real chance of achieving a breakthrough agreement, one that is more effective and durable than what we could have achieved through the use of force.
Talks in Vienna have made progress, but there's not yet agreement on lifting some sanctions in exchange for Iran rolling back parts of its nuclear program. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says there's no rush.
If some countries behind the scenes who want to create problems are not given a chance to sabotage talks, then we have enough time to achieve the ultimate success. If we don't come to an agreement by that deadline, we can extend the interim agreement for another 6 months. But I think it will be done by the proper time.
Extending talks could be a problem for President Obama, as some of his political opponents want new sanctions against Iran. American University professor Hillary Mann Leverett.
I think if we hear from those talks that they need another 6 months, that's pretty bad news, because it will be very difficult for President Obama to deal with the Congress during midterm elections when the Republicans are now favored to even take the Senate.
The president could keep working around Congress with six-month waivers on some sanctions, but Leverett says Iran's holding out for more.
The Iranian aim is to get investment into oil and gas. These are 10-year projects, you know, at the minimum. You can't really do it 6 months, 6 months, 6 months. So I think the Obama administration is now realizing that to get the deal that it wants, it really may need to go to Congress to lift the sanctions.
The Iran nuclear deal may be less of a political issue if talks are extended while Congress is out of session. Former U.S. Ambassador Adam Arely says the timetable favors the president.
The politics constraining Obama are much less onerous or much less of an obstacle than the politics constraining the Iranian negotiators.
At a time when many Iranians want President Rouhani to get sanctions lifted to improve the economy, Arely says Tehran's nuclear negotiators are also under pressure from hardliners who want to maintain the threat.
If they don't come up with a deal, or if what they are proposing is too much for their rivals, political rivals in Iran, then they could find themselves facing a backlash as well. So, again, I think it works both ways on this.
Throughout these talks, the Obama administration must also continue to reassure Israel that Washington will not allow Tehran to develop a nuclear weapon. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the State Department.